Coming up next to the stage, this gentleman has done the last couple shows for us. Man, I love his story. He's such a great dude. Mr. Brian Willey. Yeah!
Hey, everybody, that's that is a tough act to follow. And I also have follow-up questions for later. All right, this is a short piece of fiction that I wrote, mostly fiction. It's called A Ram in the Hand is Worth Two in the Stars. I am a selfish master criminal. What's mine is mine, and sometimes what yours is mine, too. My birthday is in April, so I am Aries. Growing up, my parents were always trying to make me into a proper Aries. Their creativity and single-mindedness in finding horrible jobs for me that paid little or nothing was truly amazing. They would try to get me shit jobs if I had more than 2 days off in a row. Spring break, I signed you up to watch three young Venezuelan kids. Labor Day weekend, I signed you up to clean the park after the village festival. Christmas Eve, I signed you up to accompany them at midnight mass. Don't forget the dress and formal attire. I guess it was inevitable that I'd become a criminal. Although I like to think of myself as a selfish master criminal, I actually do make mistakes, and I feel like I'm always learning. I mean, you never stop learning when you're doing something that you love. I just don't make mistakes very often. Aries are often descended from industrious farmer folk and scientists. The best Aries are big fans of getting up super early and working late into the night. I am therefore a lousy Aries. I can't grow anything except a beard, and most of my research involves scouring the internet for neat ways to combine marijuana with tasty dessert dishes. I despise getting up super early, even more than I hate working late into the night. I get an F in being Aries. Anyhow, having accidentally discovered the existence of alternate dimensions and alien technology during an especially successful heist, which is a long story for another time, I made a killing by finding and selling alien gadgets, tracking and killing interdimensional travelers and off-worlders posing as humans, and taking advantage of brief travels to other worlds where I could pick up illegal contraband, or even items that don't exist in our world. I sell them to fantastically rich and very strange collectors. Recently, I found myself in possession of a piece of alien tech that I didn't fully understand after having killed its previous owner and faced with a dilemma. Do I risk my life to stop an alien invasion and save the world so I can continue to live the high life? Or do I take my riches and bail to a different dimension, leaving this world behind but ensuring my own survival? This shiny piece of tech shaped like a thick frisbee that I pulled off the body of a runner with a bounty on his head, who was shaped like a human on the outside but a lamprey on the inside. It does things to me more often than I can get it to do things for me. One thing it did was give me a horrific vision of an impending alien invasion, followed by vomiting and the loss of my body hair. Don't get me wrong, I don't miss the thick carpet of back fur I used to have. But I'm paralyzed by indecision regarding this invasion. The device that I looted from the pretend human, actually a giant lamprey corpse, is bound to me somehow. I can hear it talking to me, and I can talk back to it. We've had a conversation about how it can help me prevent the invasion or fight it off if they somehow get through. That sounds pretty good, but there's a chance I could die. Apparently, receiving and brandishing godlike powers takes a lot out of you, and that kind of power was never meant for a human that hasn't even been in the Olympics. I'm a pretty selfish guy, so that has me worried. It doesn't help that I dislike confrontation. What's more confrontational than an epic battle across time and space that might end up with my body exploding into a thick red paste? On the other hand, I could take my mysterious alien god-powered disc and escape to a different dimension, a world very similar to our own. I could retire there and spend the rest of my life drinking the alternate reality version of margaritas. Or mojitos. You get the idea. That is appealing, but also kind of frightening and sad. I don't want for the last human being from Earth to be a jerk, because that's what I'd be. Well, I was gnashing my teeth and wishing I could pull my hair. As I tried to make the most important decision of my life, a thought occurred to me, or was maybe put into my head, from the alien tech. Who knows? In fact, we might all be implanted with tiny pieces of alien tech that are putting thoughts in our heads. We can't really be sure, can we? But this thought, it was this. It's one thing to be alone. That's fine. You can drink alone. You can read a book alone. You can watch a sunset alone. But it sucks to be lonely. That's when you're alone, but you're not happy about it. That's a bad kind of alone. And the people on an Earth that is similar, the folks on nearly identical but not quite Earth, well, I would never really feel connected to them. At first, I might feel superior to them, like I have this amazing secret they couldn't possibly guess. But after a while, I would just feel alone. And I bet the margaritas would never taste quite right. So I'll tell you the secret that you've probably guessed by now, because you and me, we're the same kind of people. We're from the same world. We get each other. I decided to meet the alien invasion head on, and I wiped out half of them before they even reached our dimension. I took care of the other half once they got here, while they were milling around in deep space, getting their bearings. So you're still here, and I didn't die, although I probably won't live to be very old. The mysterious disc of alien tech turned dull and lifeless once the battle was over, and it doesn't talk to me anymore, but I keep it on display. Any time I feel lonely, I walk around the city, and I feel the energy, and I know everyone is all around me all the time. Sometimes I even think there's too many of us, but I think that's just because I'm a cranky old man. I am still not a good Aries, and sometimes, like my dad, I don't feel like leaving the house, and I get cranky about it, or I forget what year it is. And sometimes, like my mom, I want to judge strangers mercilessly, although I never have the desire to make people dress up for no good reason. But anyways, you're welcome. Though nothing says thank you like $20. Just say it. And please, stay off my lawn. It's not yours. It's mine.
Savior of the universe, Brian Willey, everybody. Thank you so much. Guys, if you want to contribute your $20 to Brian, please do so after the show. It's too late to buy a Taylor Swift Girl Detective right now, but you can always support Brian, helping us all.